Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. The Jaguars defense had a fantastic outing against the Indianapolis Colts. Six sacks, and now they're ranked sixth in the National Football League. But the challenges are going to become even greater because the more film with a new defensive coordinator and the more plays you have with the new players, the tougher the challenge will be. Couple plays they're going to see again for sure. It's a copycat league. Let me show you. And here's the first of the couple plays I want to show you. Andrew Luck throws the ball to T.Y. Hilton on this out route. Watch T.Y. Hilton's reaction. You see the finger pointing? Right there? He's telling Andrew Luck, you got to throw the ball the other way. Let's rewind it. Because this is where he wants Andrew Luck to throw the football. An uncovered guy running deep down the field. Andrew Luck just missed it. But the Colts knew this happened, came back to it later. All they did was flip the formation, came back to it. You see T.Y. running his route? He's not even serious about running the route. He's hoping that the same coverage happens or mistake happens and that Philip Dorsett is open. This time he is, and Andrew Luck throws it right to him. On the money. Critical play at a critical point in the ballgame. It's a copycat league, right? NFL offensive coordinators will see this, and I guarantee you they'll have it in their arsenal going forward. Now for the Jaguars defensively, there's a couple players playing at an extremely high level. Telvin Smith has been at a high level all season long. The last couple weeks, though, Malik Jackson has upped his game. Let me show you. There's Malik at the defensive tackle. This is towards the end of the game. But instead of thinking that he had a great pass rush move, Malik identifies the screenplay and watch him grab the arm of the right tackle, pull himself back into the play. And look at the hustle. And look at the one-arm tackle. That is strength, my friend. And here's a perfect illustration of what Telvin Smith does best. Great recognition, no wasted steps, and look at the speed. Most linebackers would not be able to do this. The play is designed to bounce to the outside, but he can undercut it and run backdoor because he possesses great speed. This guy is playing at a Pro Bowl level. And let's flip over to the offense. This was a screenplay to T.J. Yeldon. Blake Bortles has been struggling, but I like the way he stood in the pocket until the last minute for this screenplay. But also, look at T.J. Yeldon. He's caught up in traffic. He identifies his quarterback is in trouble. Watch this subtle little movement that he makes. He comes back and out to his quarterback to allow the completion to happen and makes a positive play, which could have been a very negative play for them offensively. Brandon Linder returned to the lineup from a knee injury, and I guess he was feeling pretty good because he was punking a few of the defensive linemen, but it's legal. As a defensive lineman, though, you don't like it much. A couple shots to the jaw. As a center, a lot of times you're not immediately on a guy in pass protection, so you're looking to help where help is needed most. And on this side, Patrick Omame, slide protection, so Linder's heading his way. When Henry Anderson comes back to the inside on his spin move, watch the hand placement of Linder. Boom. Henry Anderson is now wanting no part of that play. And look at Henry Anderson this time. He's going to go outside of Patrick Omame. He's not thinking about spinning anymore. But Zach Kerr does. And Linder, ooh, take some of that, Zach Kerr.